Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, interesting day today also. This was the day that the Watergate conspirators, who were the high-ranking official in the Nixon administration, the Attorney General of the United States at that time, John Mitchell, Abe H.R. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, and I think the one of the teenagers were all convicted in federal judge John Sirica's court. And, of course, that's one of the big scandals that helped bring down. He was a German chancellor during the 80s after the scandal with Willy Brandt. And Schmidt was apparently illegitimate. It's not his fault. And his father was reportedly Jewish, so he would have been a Mischling. But a lot of the German Jews, the people of who were German and of Jewish heritage or ancestry, they did convert to Lutheranism. And Schmidt was a fallen away Lutheran. There's also quite a piano player, and for some reason we can't upload his playing piano in the Bach concerto. He's quite a virtuoso fingerman. Of course, he joined Richard Nixon and Harry Truman as piano players, politicians, and leaders. Now, we also had Jack Webb's excerpt on policeman is, and what a cop is, and it's one of the last things that Jack Webb did for his Dragnet show. Excuse me, everybody's got to be cured from this thing for whatever it is. We're going to be doing some new things, and we're going to our Amicus Veritas site. We will have a follow-up on things that are omitted in the media called The Rest of the Story, and of course, this is based on our background that we've done quite a bit of work together. Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the States, and very few people can match that. Of course, a lot of our stuff is documented. So we will be doing a lot of these things in the future. Among the things today, this is quite interesting because Colorado has a legal office of marijuana, a pot of marijuana, which they're personally. Supposedly. It's interesting that on this state, the Dutch who controlled the Japanese Dutch trade company got the museum. What if you don't know that? And of course, the Dutch were the first to go to a slave trade, and they were among the first to get up. It's quite interesting, the Dutch. And of course, the Dutch, when they occupied India, used to marry into used to see the people in Holland when I was many years ago. So, you know, these are the facts of life. Now, books that weren't publicized and should have been publicized were Jack Phillips' book, Cash's book, Popes and Bankers. He's also done If I Had a Son, which is an expose of the Trayvon Martin Profiting from Tragedy controversy. And, of course, Patrick Butler's book, who's a longtime Chicago, Illinois political writer, real journalist, and a longtime knowing each other for many years. Eddie's written one book on the history of Ravenswood and Lakeview in Chicago, and he has another book. And, of course, this particular area, Chicago, like New York, is a city of neighborhoods. And a lot of interesting people have come out of those areas. I remember after when I worked for the government, DPs, the displaced persons, moved into the Wobbles areas next to Ravenswood and Albany Park. A lot of people who came from the Eastern Bloc, many were Jewish heritage, probably didn't practice. And it was quite interesting. And, of course, the Lakeview area of Chicago or Lakeview District of Chicago had a lot of German people and, of course, some of the neo-Nazis and independent Nazis came here after World War II, and of course, even before the war. And of course, we'll have Patrick Butler on later this year. Now, we're going to be doing more research on YouTube, and we'll be documenting, for instance, George Christopher, the late mayor of San Francisco, one of the last honest, ethical, and competent. He had an international reputation, no other mayor after. And it's some reason, when they talk about the end of Candlestick Park, the Giants, 49ers used to play, nobody in the media that I have witnessed have mentioned George Christopher as the man responsible for bringing the New York Giants to San Francisco, where the Frisco Giants. Now, quite a feat, because Horace Stoneham, the owner of the Giants, was going to move the New York Giants to L.A., to Chavez Ravine. George Christopher managed to get a commitment, built that stadium out there at Hunters Point. So it's very important that we give credit to the people who've done work, and for some reason, this is one of the reasons why it's people work. And of course, those of you who remember the 50s shows, Jack Webb, just the facts, man, he talked about what really and we is it and that's what America means to me. We're still trying to resolve some of these technical problems. We certainly have tried to get all this, get these things, linked up so that they run smoothly when we're in the program. But this is the first of the month, and hopefully the rest of the year isn't going to be like this. So right now, one of the other things you should keep in mind is what we're starting is the agenda for 2014. And among the first items on the list is, I think people should realize that this bicycle agenda is getting more and more out of control. California legislature just passed what I call another piece of asininity, where the rule is now that drivers have to keep 3 feet away from a bicyclist. This makes no sense, because bicyclists do not, a lot of them don't obey the rules of the road. They are on the freeway. They have become a hazard to people. They're putting drivers at risk, not only drivers, but first responders, the fire department, emergency ambulances. They don't carry liability insurance. Some of them don't even carry identification. And also, when they get into an accident, cause an accident, it's the taxpayer who pays, because they don't have insurance. And they kill people. Bicycles kill people. So, and now I'm going to follow up on that case in Oregon, where this bicyclist was stopped by an Oregon policeman and decided he tried to murder the cop. So these things go on, but they don't get the publicity that they should get. Now, also, we'll be bringing up more interviews next year, or this year, I should say, 2014. And hopefully we'll get a lot of the connection problems out of the way. And one of the other things that J. Edgar Hoover did when he did the film House on 42nd Street, which is about the Nazis in World War II who tried to steal the atom bomb, he used use of this music, which is written by Richard Strauss, for a festival in the opening of the music hall. It's interesting, because Strauss, he was an old man, but he did support, he didn't understand things about the Nazis, and he did stay in Germany. He was one of the greatest musicians ever. Father was a horn player. And this was the music that the FBI used for this film, House on 42nd Street, starring Lloyd Nolan. It was from called the Pestilich Prelude, and here's an excerpt from it. Thank you. was really down on communism, and this is his big thing. And here he is testifying on communism.
It is a way of life, an evil and malignant way of life. It reveals a condition akin to disease that spreads like an epidemic. And like an epidemic, a quarantine is necessary to keep it from infecting this nation.
No. I'm on the air, dude. Is it smoking? Well, for some reason, we thought we uploaded it, and there was a problem. Anyway, probably this Friday, and hopefully we'll have some of this resolved. We will be back then. We're all getting over our cold. We will have the rest of these problems resolved, and so we're going to play on to end. So we will be playing politics and poker. Yep, we'll be back hopefully Friday. Go.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Hit me with a king.
Ready?
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the sound?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and carve and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play poker!
This is Steve Valvazola. We'll be back Friday. Pleasant remainder of January 24th. Stay safe. Stay warm. Good night.